This is tape number 3 on June the 6th, 1992. Please go on.
Let us look at a little of the physical surroundings of that day. Let us just assume there would be a cloud. And you did make it to the cloud. And you're still in physical form. Well, I'll tell you something. The only way you could make it to that cloud is to be blown to that cloud. And when you get there, guess what? You're going to find that it's a lot finer in frequency and density than are you, and gravity not being what you think it is, but instead pulling always that which is its same density unto itself, you're going to go right back down. And that's fine until you land. Now you're going to have undoubtedly by this time heat underneath you and heat above you by whatever name you want to call it. It may not feel hot, but you're going to get burned because this is going to be a time of X-rays, ultraviolet. Well, you're just going to get cooked on either side. And so I suggest if you would rather fly than fry, you better stick with me. The only thing you have to overcome is, do you dare believe in a space commander calling himself Hatton? Well, is it any more ridiculous than believing on ones you've never seen before either? Most of you have never seen George Bush, but do you believe that he's there somewhere doing you in? Well, why not go with what is reasonable? It doesn't require anything of you. If you work in the vineyards, it requires something of you. But what have you got now that's so blame important? Melita has received from Ashtar. So we have a little bit in common to discuss with the Ashtar command. Ashtar keeps out of my business. I make him show up and explain to you his illegitimate children. And he's been pretty good about that. And we've all had a good chuckle. And he took the ribbing very well for a commander who's a big shot. But he isn't royalty. We have a tremendously good operating interchange and network. I've got control of the physical aspects of this project. He is the keeper, if you will, of the Ashtar computer system. It's got every one of you labeled. I'm not talking about the Akashic records. I'm talking about you, the people. And he's got you wired. He's got you hooked. He is responsible for this because under certain circumstances, the destruction of this planet will require evacuation. Ashtar's good at it. He's the best at it. And he has all of you identified in the computer system. All soul bearers are immediately identified. And when it comes to our attention that it is past the ability to contain what could happen in a chain reaction of prana energy, this orb of yours will have to be encapsulated. It will become a gaseous star. That kind of energy released destroys soul essence. Nuclear detonations in energy injures it, damages it badly, disperses even the DNA particles until it's almost impossible to reclaim the soul energy into its form, into its identity. But it can be healed. Under certain circumstances, the destruction of the life form also destroys the ability of recoalescence of that energy form. Now, what difference does it make? Not a lot. God can create another one. He can create another one of you. But that's not the point. That is the point of the experience. All of yours and all of ours. What will we do? How will we serve? What will you do and how will you serve? Number one, knowing that you cannot do for any other period except self, you first of all have to confront yourself. And you have to make these emotional adjustments. If, let us say, you're married and your husband says, if you believe that stuff and you continue this, I'm out of here. And you say, oh, well, don't do that, darling, because I will go with you and I will give it up. What have you just done? Think about it very, very carefully. If you stay, he may see that there might be something very genuinely important here, that you would make that choice. On the other hand, you may go. God will never hold you. God doesn't threaten you. I can tell you that you will make transition to wherever you go in your placement at the level of growth that you have acquired, achieved. And if you are no higher in understanding than to relinquish God and go with man, physical, you've not learned enough. It doesn't mean a strike against you. It just means a prolonged period of learning. God doesn't come down and crack whips like that. There is a tremendous time of sorting. But it isn't. I would remind you, God may not even appear fair. But where is God? And who is God? And who are you? And how are these decisions and choices achieved? Only through that joint recognition of stature and status of growth. God is not fair. Fairness is something discerned by man. God is totally just, and it has nothing to do with fairness. And fairness is in the eye of the beholder, just as is beauty. So don't go about deceiving yourself. You're going to answer for self. And nobody shedding any amount of blood unto death can do it for you. He did it for himself. You can learn from that lesson, but if all you learn is that he died for your sins, you haven't learned anything. That teacher came as an express messenger to tell you there's no such thing as death if you get your act together. If you choose not to get your act together, you're going to stand totally responsible. He will not intervene. He will interface and try to help you evaluate through the lessons that he was sent to bring you. I'm not going to die for you. Don't think for 1 minute you're going to crucify me and lay something off at my feet. I didn't do anything to you. I've tried to bring you truth. So you can kill me, you can kill my messengers, you can kill the scribe. You can't even do that. She doesn't know whether that's a relief or a real irritating situation. But I got her attention. I guess, really, the big boys have shown up. And ones want me to apologize for this and apologize for that. I apologize for nothing. I don't need your problems, but I need you. Because I made a commitment to you, and you made a commitment to me, and we have a job to do, and we're going to do it. I will hold your hand each opportunity that I have, but I'm not going to snatch it up and shackle it to me some way. And the rest of the group doesn't need the drag line. If you cannot walk with us because of the mission that we are here to fulfill in this place, then I have to ask you to go somewhere where they are just giving you B and B and B. I think you might make it. I don't know that you will, because most of the ones who tell you that are only lying to you, wishing it to be that way. Because you've been told you can only be judged according to your actions, and they speak louder than words. God doesn't listen to words at all. Be glad he listens to the heart, because everybody in this room has a heart that expresses far differently from the mouth. And the rest will grow. We'll get all those little details ironed out as you grow into mature adults and give away those things of childishness that have to be given away before we can get into these projects. Because when we start moving, we have to move so rapidly, there's not time to confront each one of your little egotistical problems. And yet you are individuals, and therefore we will deal with it as best we can. And if it cannot be dealt with, then we have to allow you time in the hospital to heal. And if we are still around, you're welcome back. But that's not our mission. Our mission is a very active one, and it's very interrelated with the human element. So we don't have the luxury, you see. We've got to explain these things to you. First of all, our thrust is to get the word out. God promised you that. And he promised it to you in time for you to make some discerning good judgments about your divinity. And that includes a photon belt and where you came from. Because you're getting very close to having to make those decisions. And how can you make them if you don't even know they exist? And these ones who write, they are hoping that nothing happens so they can really hit Hatton and they can go back to sleep and say, well, you see. Well, precious ones, I can only hope it doesn't happen. And I certainly hope that you ones, with the kind of work to do that you have to do, are praying very diligently that it doesn't happen when it is projected by your scientists. My own discomfort comes from knowing that it probably will come right on time. Because I don't see anything but the cover-up going on and a few attempts at blasting space and taking pictures of those photons. Which isn't going to do anything. During the null time, you've already got neutrality. They're not even going to be able to inject them with something or bombard them with something, because in that null time, they're already neutralized. You're going to have to bring them out of balance to get back into control and have electrical energy, for instance. And that will take care of itself as you evolve through it. So this is the ending of a great, great cycle. And in your counting, a week is pretty important. A day is, you don't even remember what you did a week ago today. It just seems important. Unless something really tremendous happened, you won't even remember what you ate for dinner. So let's get some realism in our thought processes. It's time to grow up. It's time to get realistic about religion. We can get you off that place, and we can get you off in the blink of an eye. As Tarkaman, under which circumstances the entire Pleiades fleet, Earth Command, all of us here for Earth Project, will have one commander. And this goes for Isu, Jesus, Emmanuel, Sananda. Every captain of every craft will immediately go into alert for command from and by the Astar Command. That's the only interchange that we actually have as a military type of a relationship. He keeps out of my business, I keep out of his. We will each support 100% as the time is at hand. That means that if we have to evacuate that planet under the Ashtar Command with all of the support craft, and I'm talking now into the millions, I have over a million craft in my own little command. You are blanketed. Obviously, those large mother starships are not able to get to your place. And when they have to materialize to receive human into a human, visible, viable, manifested place, and we have to be prepared for that. That's what we're working for, to get as many off in the human form as possible. It's a job. And when you get craft that massive in size, edge to edge, leaving openings for shuttlecraft to pass through to the next layer above, is going to be crowded. Shuttlecraft will be sent. But you can see, with only 15 minutes to evacuate a planet, those bigger craft are going to be a long way out there. And whole bunches, the only way they're going to be able to survive is to make that journey through light beams that distance. At best, with the larger command ships and shuttlecraft of larger capacity, it's still going to be crowded in your atmosphere, and all sorts of havoc is going to be going on your place. It's going to be total incredible chaos if this has to be pulled off. We've got to get you through a light beam. One of the greatest contributions of the Reticulum beings is that they have done much research. They can control matter, and this is why they were replicated, because they were prevalent here, and they were in an effort of research in trying to get some of you awake enough to be able to understand your capabilities. And as I've said before, there are bunches of replications now in these facilities. But it also, I remind you, built us an army, because God can get control of the Greys instantly. And this is something that you do not have capability for doing. That's way up there at level 7. That doesn't mean that you ones don't already have that capability. I don't want the workers and my crew to misunderstand your position. And I said something the other day that woke up several of you. You're not back down here being primitive souls. You're back down here to do a job. And therefore, when judgment day comes, old buddies, you are going to be judged at the level that you came back here. And if you didn't do anything, you better watch out. Because that means you're going to have to repeat some of your own lessons. So let's kind of give thought to your inner guidance system that nudges and says, well, maybe I'm supposed to be doing something after all. Like reading the material. How are you going to learn anything? It does not soak through by osmosis. Dorma has slept on these books after she's written them, and she still doesn't know. And yet ones pick one up and say, well, I scanned it. And I disagree with you. I don't care if you disagree with me. You can disagree with me until I do salute you and take off. That is your privilege. I was only sent to bring the information. And these ones are willing enough to scribe it and put it to press. You don't have to do anything. You can eat it if you want to. I doubt you'll digest it. And maybe that's what's meant by the seventh seal and the seventh scroll. Before the information was revealed, maybe you ate it and it soured your stomach. And it's time to vomit it up so you can have a worthy meal. And get off this place if it has to come to that. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody opened their eyes, listened to the instructions, and we could just go through there? And I can guarantee you, after we get on the other side, there won't be any dark energies on this place. Because they won't stick around. They will depart. Oh, yes, you're going to have a lot of bodies to attend. But those adversary souls, your enemy, will go into their dens and they'll sacrifice all the rest while they laugh at you. There's a place for everyone. You were not told that a place would be prepared for you just for the heck of it. And I have told you before, it gets a little more crowded, people. But we're a little like the airlines. You can have a whole row of seats to sit in still. Every man, woman, and child and being of life form on this planet has equal space prepared, including the planet itself, having already begun to experience its renewal, its higher form. I don't know how to explain it to you so that you can understand it. I can only tell you that it is light form. And it is the highest form of life form. There is a place for you. All you have to do is claim it. But you don't claim it by reaching out there and snatching it away. You claim it by learning. And then when you know what it is you're after, you will go after it and it will be returned to you. God has promised that a remnant would get through regardless of what happened, even if you have to be taken up. You have been told that the old beneath the seas would rise again. The planet can be reclaimed, but not as it is. This is the ending of the great cycle, and you've destroyed too much. It has to heal. It has to be reclaimed. And yet it's also the wondrous time of evolution when all the knowledge of your historical coming into beingness can be revealed and reestablished. Those old continents can rise again And the old that you have hurt can be again bathed and refurbished, rebuilt, reclaimed. It's not mystical. I'm not a hocus-pocus fortune teller. And many psychics have really done injustice to themselves by becoming nothing but fortune tellers. It would be very easy for all of you who have learned to accept me and to love Dorma for her to become a fortune teller, because she does know what's coming. But what a disservice. What a disservice. No. We're not interested in fortune telling. We're not interested in mysticism. We are interested in unveiling the mysteries, for the universe is full to overflow with grand and wondrous mysteries. And yet, they're all open there for your reclaiming, for your remembering, and for your taking again your heritage. We've got to get you through light beam. There have been decades of intense effort on both sides. Absolute work for hours of every one of your days to work with you any way we can to see how we can raise the light frequency of man, human, lower our own frequencies into as close a proximity to you as we calculate we can get. Because on that day, it will be so crowded, we will not be able to make contact with Earth. In some instances, that will be done. And those instances will be set aside, and in honor of that, our other craft will stay above that. And therefore, some of you will have to make it through hundreds of miles of a light beam. Because you still have to have that physical receptacle when you get to the end of the light beam. It'll be a big day, this rapture. It ain't simple like sitting on clouds. And that's your job. And you don't realize it, but you know how to do it. And you go through these drills. And I can tell you that I get bursting. And I can't even call it anything but pride. I'd like to call it something else, because pride always goes before that big fall on your face. Or wherever you happen to land. You know your jobs. And you're willing. And some of you end up with air bubbles and this, that, and the other from a bad trip. But we're getting there. And you may seem... Once I said something about a motley crew and it stuck, and I was always sorry that I'd done that, because motley you ain't. Crew you are. And you were pretty inexperienced, but you're getting better.
Commander?
Yes.
May I turn the tape?
Yes, and don't let me go past this tape, please. Enough is enough on the rear end.
This is tape number 3 on June the 6th, 1992. Please go on.
Let us look at a little of the physical surroundings of that day. Let us just assume there would be a cloud. And you did make it to the cloud. and you're still in physical form. Well, I'll tell you something. The only way you could make it to that cloud is to be blown to that cloud. And when you get there, guess what? You're going to find that it's a lot finer in frequency and density than are you, and gravity not being what you think it is, but instead pulling always that which is its same density unto itself, you're going to go right back down. And that's fine until you land. Now you're going to have undoubtedly by this time heat underneath you and heat above you. By whatever name you want to call it, it may not feel hot, but you're going to get burned. Because this is going to be a time of X-rays, ultraviolet, you're just going to get cooked on either side. And so I suggest if you would rather fly than fry, you better stick with me. The only thing you have to overcome is, do you dare believe in a space commander calling himself Hatton? Well, is it any more ridiculous than believing on ones you've never seen before either? Most of you have never seen George Bush, but do you believe that he's there somewhere doing you in? Well, why not go with what is reasonable? It doesn't require anything of you. If you work in the vineyards, it requires something of you. But what have you got now that's so blame important? Melita has received from Ashtar. So we have a little bit in common to discuss with the Ashtar command. Ashtar keeps out of my business. I make him show up and explain to you his illegitimate children. And he's been pretty good about that. And we've all had a good chuckle. And he took the ribbing very well for a commander who's a big shot. But he isn't royalty. We have a tremendously good operating interchange and network. I've got control of the physical aspects of this project. He is the keeper, if you will, of the Ashtar computer system. It's got every one of you labeled. I'm not talking about the Akashic records. I'm talking about you, the people. And he's got you wired. He's got you hooked. He is responsible for this because under certain circumstances, the destruction of this planet will require evacuation. Ashtar's good at it. He's the best at it. And he has all of you identified in the computer system. All soul bearers are immediately identified. And when it comes to our attention that it is past the ability to contain what could happen in a chain reaction of prana energy, this orb of yours will have to be encapsulated. It will become a gaseous star. That kind of energy released destroys soul essence. Nuclear detonations in energy injures it, damages it badly, disperses even the DNA particles until it's almost impossible to reclaim the soul energy into its form, into its identity. But it can be healed. Under certain circumstances, the destruction of the life form also destroys the ability of recoalescence of that energy form. Now, what difference does it make? Not a lot. God can create another one. He can create another one of you. But that's not the point. That is the point of the experience. All of yours and all of ours. What will we do? How will we serve? What will you do and how will you serve? Number one, knowing that you cannot do for any other period except self, you first of all have to confront yourself. And you have to make these emotional adjustments. If, let us say, you're married and your husband says, if you believe that stuff and you continue this, I'm out of here. And you say, oh, well, don't do that, darling, because I will go with you and I will give it up. What have you just done? Think about it very, very carefully. If you stay, he may see that there might be something very genuinely important here, that you would make that choice. On the other hand, you may go. God will never hold you. God doesn't threaten you. I can tell you that you will make transition to wherever you go in your placement at the level of growth that you have acquired, achieved. And if you are no higher in understanding than to relinquish God and go with man, physical, you've not learned enough. It doesn't mean a strike against you. It just means a prolonged period of learning. God doesn't come down and crack whips like that. There is a tremendous time of sorting. But it isn't. I would remind you, God may not even appear fair. But where is God? And who is God? And who are you? And how are these decisions and choices achieved? Only through that joint recognition of stature and status of growth. God is not fair. Fairness is something discerned by man. God is totally just, and it has nothing to do with fairness. And fairness is in the eye of the beholder, just as is beauty. So don't go about deceiving yourself. You're going to answer for self. And nobody shedding any amount of blood unto death can do it for you. He did it for himself. You can learn from that lesson, but if all you learn is that he died for your sins, you haven't learned anything. That teacher came as an express messenger to tell you there's no such thing as death if you get your act together. If you choose not to get your act together, you're going to stand totally responsible. He will not intervene. He will interface and try to help you evaluate through the lessons that he was sent to bring you. I'm not going to die for you. Don't think for 1 minute you're going to crucify me and lay something off at my feet. I didn't do anything to you. I've tried to bring you truth. So you can kill me, you can kill my messengers, you can kill the scribe. You can't even do that. She doesn't know whether that's a relief or a real irritating situation. But I got her attention. I guess, really, the big boys have shown up. And ones want me to apologize for this and apologize for that. I apologize for nothing. I don't need your problems, but I need you. Because I made a commitment to you, and you made a commitment to me, and we have a job to do, and we're going to do it. I will hold your hand each opportunity that I have, but I'm not going to snatch it up and shackle it to me some way. And the rest of the group doesn't need the drag line. If you cannot walk with us because of the mission that we are here to fulfill in this place, then I have to ask you to go somewhere where they are just giving you B and B and B. I think you might make it. I don't know that you will, because most of the ones who tell you that are only lying to you, wishing it to be that way. Because you've been told you can only be judged according to your actions. And they speak louder than words. God doesn't listen to words at all. Be glad he listens to the heart. Because everybody in this room has a heart that expresses far differently from the mouth. And the rest will grow. We'll get all those little details ironed out as you grow into mature adults and give away those things of childishness that have to be given away before we can get into these projects. Because when we start moving, we have to move so rapidly, there's not time to confront each one of your little egotistical problems. And yet you are individuals, and therefore we will deal with it as best we can. And if it cannot be dealt with, then we have to allow you time in the hospital to heal. And if we are still around, you're welcome back. But that's not our mission. Our mission is a very active one, and it's very interrelated with the human element. So we don't have the luxury, you see. We've got to explain these things to you. First of all, our thrust is to get the word out. God promised you that. And he promised it to you in time for you to make some discerning good judgments about your divinity. And that includes a photon belt and where you came from. Because you're getting very close to having to make those decisions. And how can you make them if you don't even know they exist? And these ones who write, they are hoping that nothing happens so they can really hit Hatton and they can go back to sleep and say, well, you see. Well, precious ones, I can only hope it doesn't happen, and I certainly hope that you ones with the kind of work to do that you have to do are praying very diligently that it doesn't happen when it is projected by your scientists. My own discomfort comes from knowing that it probably will come right on time. Because I don't see anything but the cover-up going on and a few attempts at blasting space and taking pictures of those photons, which isn't going to do anything. During the null time, you've already got neutrality. They're not even going to be able to inject them with something or bombard them with something because in that null time, they're already neutralized. You're going to have to bring them out of balance to get back into control and have electrical energy, for instance. And that will take care of itself as you evolve through it. So this is the ending of a great, great cycle. And in your counting, a week is pretty important. A day is... You don't even remember what you did a week ago today. It just seems important. Unless something really tremendous happened, you won't even remember what you ate for dinner. So let's get some realism in our thought processes. It's time to grow up. It's time to get realistic about religion. We can get you off that place, and we can get you off in the blink of an eye. Astraka men, under which circumstances the entire Pleiades fleet, Earth Command, all of us here for Earth Project, will have one commander. And this goes for Isu, Jesus, Emmanuel, Sananda. Every captain of every craft will immediately go into alert for command from and by the Astar Command. That's the only interchange that we actually have as a military type of a relationship. He keeps out of my business, I keep out of his. We will each support 100% as the time is at hand. That means that if we have to evacuate that planet under the Astar Command with all of the support craft, and I'm talking now into the millions, I have over a million craft in my own little command. You are blanketed. Obviously, those large mother starships are not able to get to your place. And when they have to materialize to receive human into a human, visible, viable, manifested place, and we have to be prepared for that. That's what we're working for, to get as many off in the human form as possible. It's a job. And when you get craft that massive in size, edge to edge, leaving openings for shuttlecraft to pass through to the next layer above, is going to be crowded. Shuttlecraft will be sent. But you can see, with only 15 minutes to evacuate a planet, those bigger craft are going to be a long way out there. And whole bunches, the only way they're going to be able to survive is to make that journey through light beams that distance. At best, with the larger command ships and shuttlecraft of larger capacity, it's still going to be crowded in your atmosphere, and all sorts of havoc is going to be going on your place. It's going to be total incredible chaos if this has to be pulled off. We've got to get you through a light beam. One of the greatest contributions of the reticulum beings is that they have done much research. They can control matter, and this is why they were replicated, because they were prevalent here, and they were in an effort of research in trying to get some of you awake enough to be able to understand your capabilities. And as I've said before, there are bunches of replications now in these facilities. But it also, I remind you, built us an army, because God can get control of the grays instantly. And this is something that you do not have capability for doing. That's way up there at level 7. That doesn't mean that you ones don't already have that capability. I don't want the workers and my crew to misunderstand your position. And I said something the other day that woke up several of you. You're not back down here being primitive souls. You're back down here to do a job. And therefore, when judgment day comes, old buddies, you are going to be judged at the level that you came back here. And if you didn't do anything, you better watch out. Because that means you're going to have to repeat some of your own lessons. So let's kind of give thought to your inner guidance system that nudges and says, well, maybe I'm supposed to be doing something after all, like reading the material. How are you going to learn anything? It does not soak through by osmosis. Dorma has slept on these books after she's written them, and she still doesn't know. And yet ones pick one up and say, well, I scanned it. And I disagree with you. I don't care if you disagree with me. You can disagree with me until I do salute you and take off. That is your privilege. I was only sent to bring the information. And these ones are willing enough to scribe it and put it to press. You don't have to do anything. You can eat it if you want to. I doubt you'll digest it. And maybe that's what's meant by the seventh seal and the seventh scroll. Before the information was revealed, maybe you ate it and it soured your stomach. And it's time to vomit it up so you can have a worthy meal. And get off this place if it has to come to that. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody opened their eyes, listened to the instructions, and we could just go through there? And I can guarantee you, after we get on the other side, there won't be any dark energies on this place. Because they won't stick around. They will depart. Oh, yes, you're going to have a lot of bodies to attend. But those adversary souls, your enemy, will go into their dens and they'll sacrifice all the rest while they laugh at you. There's a place for everyone. You were not told that a place would be prepared for you just for the heck of it. And I have told you before, it gets a little more crowded, people. But we're a little like the airlines. You can have a whole row of seats to sit in still. Every man, woman, and child and being of life form on this planet has equal space prepared, including the planet itself, having already begun to experience its renewal, its higher form. I don't know how to explain it to you so that you can understand it. I can only tell you that it is light form. And it is the highest form of life form. There is a place for you. All you have to do is claim it. But you don't claim it by reaching out there and snatching it away. You claim it by learning. And then when you know what it is you're after, you will go after it and it will be returned to you. God has promised that a remnant would get through regardless of what happened, even if you have to be taken up. You have been told that the old beneath the seas would rise again. The planet can be reclaimed, but not as it is. This is the ending of the great cycle, and you've destroyed too much. It has to heal. It has to be reclaimed. And yet it's also the wondrous time of evolution when all the knowledge of your historical coming into beingness can be revealed and reestablished. Those old continents can rise again. And the old that you have hurt can be again bathed and refurbished, rebuilt, reclaimed. It's not mystical. I'm not a hocus-pocus fortune teller. And many psychics have really done injustice to themselves by becoming nothing but fortune tellers. It would be very easy for all of you who have learned to accept me and to love Dorma for her to become a fortune teller, because she does know what's coming. But what a disservice. What a disservice. No, we're not interested in fortune telling. We're not interested in mysticism. We are interested in unveiling the mysteries, for the universe is full to overflow with grand and wondrous mysteries. And yet, they're all open there for your reclaiming, for your remembering, and for your taking again your heritage. We've got to get you through light beam. There have been decades of intense effort on both sides, absolute work for hours of every one of your days, to work with you any way we can to see how we can raise the light frequency of man, human, lower our own frequencies into as close a proximity to you as we calculate we can get, because on that day it will be so crowded we will not be able to make contact with Earth. In some instances that will be done. And those instances will be set aside, and in honor of that, our other craft will stay above that. And therefore, some of you will have to make it through hundreds of miles of a light beam, because you still have to have that physical receptacle when you get to the end of the light beam. It'll be a big day, this rapture. It ain't simple like sitting on clouds. And that's your job. And you don't realize it, but you know how to do it. And you go through these drills. And I can tell you that I get bursting. And I can't even call it anything but pride. I'd like to call it something else, because pride always goes before that big fall on your face, or wherever you happen to land. You know your jobs. And you're willing. And some of you end up with air bubbles and this, that, and the other from a bad trip. But we're getting there. And you may seem... Once I said something about a motley crew and it stuck, and I was always sorry that I'd done that, because motley you ain't. Crew you are. And you were pretty inexperienced, but you're getting better.
Commander?
Yes.
May I turn the tape?
Yes, and don't let me go past this tape, please. Enough is enough on the rear end.